The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is paid for by Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, who is solely responsible for its content. Portions transcribed.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate and 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fabulous today. We have with us Michelle Long, director, and Holly Zalewski, team coordinator of SEEDS. SEEDS is Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support. They were here last week and are back in with us this week. Hello, ladies.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. I know you guys are very enthusiastic, and I love when our guest brings enthusiasm with them because it just makes for better shows.
Right. Holly answers like Patrick. I used to say, Patrick, say, how are you doing? I say, I'm doing good. He goes, Dad. He says, you're doing well. He says, Superman does good.
All right. They must have gone to
the same school. That's right.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many relentless realtors who have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 50 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724 anytime you want. And when you go to jruddy.com, click on the webcam tab and get a free live view of exciting Dunmore Corners. You never know what you're going to see there. Nah. We got a call from the cops one time. They says, can you tell us? There was a guy doing graffiti, and we had him. We had him right in front of the camera. There you go. Okay, great. Good move, buddy.
Yeah, and then, of course,
the car accidents.
Yeah, car accidents, people speeding through the towns.
Oh, yeah, we get it all.
We get it all, and even people bashing other people's cars.
That's always fun.
Okay. Look us up on social media, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, Pinterest, and Instagram. And view our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, where we also have all the podcast apps that we feature the radio show on. Okay, Michelle Long, Director of SEEDS. Could you give me a little background on what SEEDS is, who you are, and what you do?
Yes, please. So SEEDS is a nonprofit out of the Honesdale area. Most of our base of operations is in Wayne County, but we also have done programs and provided assistance to folks in Pike, Monroe, and Lackawanna counties. So we've been through most of the Northeast Pennsylvania. And we provide energy education on renewable energies, sustainable living. And we've been, we were formed back in 2008, so we've been around for a little over 16 years. We have a volunteer board of directors, and they're a very active board. They're involved in all of the programs that we offer. Some of the programs that we offer are home energy efficiency assessments that we offer for free. We have a DIY solar workshop that we do once a year that's very popular. We also have a big book share in the fall that folks can bring their books and pick some up, get some new reading material. But we also do education throughout the year in our monthly newsletter, and we have a website that has a plethora of information.
A ton of info, yes.
Yeah,
great website.
Sustainable living. So we've been around for 16 years, so we have a lot of information to share with folks. So I would recommend checking that out. It's seedsgroup.net is the website.
Great stuff. Okay, so we're going to connect the dots for the listeners. Last week, we talked about a lot of what you do every day, and I want to obviously point out the benefit in real estate that energy efficiency and sustainable living impact property values and marketability. And, you know, first, lowering operating costs of that property. It makes it more appealing to buyers. They see that it will cost less to run that house, heat, cool, power. And that's a major selling point, right? And green features are in demand, especially with millennials and Gen Z. They want tankless water heaters, Energy Star appliances, high-performance windows. Some may even want solar panels.
I want all those things, and I'm neither one of those Gen Z or X's.
You're a boomer.
Oh, I don't know what I am. I'm just old.
Patrick often says, okay, boomer.
Yeah, I don't think he means it in a nice way.
No. and so energy.
Who doesn't want to save money? I want to save money.
Right.
Why should I just throw it out? They were talking last week about these phantom energy thieves. Now I'm going to go around unplugging my all the little chargers that are all around
the
house.
I have chargers everywhere.
I know, and they're all plugged in. My laptop thing is plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
I just like to see how much money is going out the window.
Toaster's plugged in.
The toaster's always plugged in.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now everything's going to be unplugged.
Yeah, we're going to see how this works, Holly.
There's going to be, why is this unplugged? My computer's dead. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's okay, that's great. Energy upgrades can boost appraised value.
Absolutely.
And energy efficient homes often sell faster. Buyers see them as move-in ready. They're well cared for and less likely to need immediate repairs. So finally, incentives and financing programs. Are there any federal tax credits, state rebates that make any of these improvements affordable now, especially with solar?
So currently there is a rebate for solar, but it runs out at the end of the year. We've seen a lot of people who have been able to take advantage of that and put solar panels and solar, like the entire installation together and get 40% back.
Wow.
To cover the costs. One of the projects we had last year was we worked with a Lucan's Farm Resort, and they put in a solar panel installation at the resort, and they got 40% back through the REAP program that was available at the time. I talked to him like 2 months ago, the owner, and they're saving close to $20,000 a month on electric. Because of what they did, they took this leap to put in a solar project in the resort, and they're saving a ton of money. So it's unfortunate that these rebates are going away, but a lot of people were able to take advantage of that, and some businesses in Honesdale have solar panels, and again, they use this REAP program to help, you know, partially fund that. And this solar industry has had an enormous growth in Pennsylvania, especially the amount of employees that it's provided jobs for people. It's created income, and unfortunately, we're going to be seeing most of that, go away within the next year.
Well, there's a lot of people like to protect against rising utility costs. I'm actually thinking about having our rain gutters go into big cisterns.
A cistern?
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a cistern
because
and a well. We're going to be the only people in Dunmore with a well.
Is astronomical.
It's unbelievable. We had a leak and it was $600.
In 2 months, we paid our bills was $1,000. 2 months.
Right.
For the water bill.
Yeah, they would only give us a credit for $100. We proved that
one
we had a leak.
One-time credit.
One-time
That's
credit.
All you get anymore.
Like the lifetime of the property.
Of the lifetime, yeah. And it's $135
or
something ridiculous.
Thank you so much.
It is astronomical. And it just, every time I see the bill come through, I don't even want to open it. We're two people.
Yeah.
That's.
We don't excessively use water. We don't So whatever, it is what it is. But either drill a well or get cisterns. I haven't decided yet. Yeah.
I don't know if that would pass inspection, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, so we're making a joke, but it's serious business out there. You know, there's, thank God we were able to budget accordingly. And,
right.
You know, but there's people out there, it would take months to pay that off.
Right. And when we built our house, we did a combination of spray foam insulation, which was also a vapor barrier and a wind barrier. We did 2 inches of that. We did 4 inches of the bat insulation. And they said that was the biggest bang. Well, you know what I'm talking about. They said that was the biggest bang per buck you could get as energy efficiency. And we did the windows. Our heating bill is very reasonable.
Very.
Very reasonable.
For the amount of square footage we have, it's very reasonable. But we have that old stone foundation.
And the old stone foundation, we also spray foamed. So the whole basement, the old foundation, is spray foamed also. So it holds down the dust. It's got an R value. So
it's been a good return on investment.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That was one of the best moves we made.
Yep.
So, you know, energy efficiency isn't just about saving money, although that's probably the top reason why people want to look into it. It's about making the home more comfortable. You know, we don't have a lot of heat loss and it's very comfortable year round. And so you, Holly, talked about how to improve and eliminate drafts, you know, balancing that indoor temperature. But here's another benefit. It upgrades and improves the indoor air quality.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one thing that's overlooked a lot. But, you know, getting that proper insulation, up-to-date insulation, and making sure that there's no drafts or things like that in your home will definitely improve the health of your home and the comfortability of it. So yeah, again, that's something that's overlooked that I think a lot of people don't realize is, you know, by getting one of our free home energy assessments, we can help you point out those little air breaches or things like that in your home, and it will help you live healthier. So
many people have allergies,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Dust and allergens, and so helpful to know.
The proper windows, things like that, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, Pennsylvania has that weatherization program that mm-hmm. you can sign up for. There's certain criteria regarding your income level, mm-hmm. But that's something else people can sign up for. Is if you go to the Pennsylvania, if you just Google Pennsylvania weatherization program, it comes right up and it's got the criteria that's listed there. So that's something that folks could look into potentially, you know, we're in fall where it's very cold and getting chilly. That's a state program.
One of the most interesting services that you offer is that free residential energy assessment that you just talked about, Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And last week you talked about the split systems. And I will say we have one at the office, which I love.
Yes.
Because we do have central air. And it's brand new because I don't know if you remember the power outage back in July in mm-hmm. The Dunmore-Scranton area.
Yes, I do.
But it fried my, it wasn't a split. It was the wall air conditioner.
It was the ductless. It used to be just an air conditioner.
Right.
It wasn't a heater. But this one, when it fried that old Mitsubishi, we got a new one. And this is heat. And air conditioning.
Do you know that they don't sell only air units?
Well, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
This is a very informative program.
I know. So, well, I was told by the person that installed it that I could only get a split. And that's okay, because then I don't have to turn on.
Well, people don't explain what a split is. It's a unit that hangs on the wall, and on the roof is the compressor, or on the outside is the compressor, and it can blow either heat or cool.
Right.
And you don't have to install a whole new heating system or anything.
Right. So, in the summer, when it's 90 degrees, and my agents come in from running around and showing a ton of houses, and they are really hot,
mm-hmm.
they want the temperature in the office at 60.
Mm-hmm.
I, on the other hand, in my sleeveless sundress, would prefer the temperature in the office to be 75. So we're on totally different pages there. So they have the split system out where they work, and they turn that on
mm-hmm.
so that we don't have to turn the central air and freeze me out of my office.
Yeah. No, it's great for different types of spaces that you want. I'm like you. I like it warm and toasty, too, especially in the summer. But yeah, it's, you can put one. Usually a home only needs like one or two, but it's really for any space. But you can have it catered to whatever your liking would be at the time. So,
and technology has improved dramatically since we did the ones in our home. You know, now you can go, the one
they're
in the
so much more efficient than the ones we have.
Right. So you can,
well, we have the upstairs.
Yeah,
are newer.
Yeah.
And the ones downstairs are probably 10 years older than that.
We can't turn the heat on when it's less than 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, they say it loses all of its efficiency.
But not the ones they make today. You can turn it down.
Yeah, they told us if it's 30 degrees outside, don't use this for heat because it gets very expensive. It's not efficient at all.
Right.
So.
Okay. But the new ones, you can turn it on. Yeah, when the temperature plummets. But yeah, my mom has them. I have them. We have them in our house. I have them at the office, and they work great. And I think that's a wonderful tip that you gave our listeners. Before we go to break, would you please give the contact information for Seeds, Michelle?
Yes, the website is seedsgroup.net, and the email is info@seedsgroup.net, and the phone number is 570-245-1254.
Seeds is Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support. With us today is Michelle Long, Director, and Holly Zalewski, Team Coordinator. Thanks for being here with us, guys. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have two ranch homes on one large lot at 216 Prospect Street in Dunmore for $475,000. One home has three bedrooms, two baths, beautiful hardwood floors, French doors, a one-car garage, and a partially finished basement. The other house has two kitchens, three bathrooms, two and a half baths, a large sliding door that leads to the, it's got a large, it's beautiful heated in-ground pool, and it also has a pool house. So, I mean, it sounds like a lot. It is. It's on a landscape lot, and it's a half acre of land in Dunmore, which is unusual. That's two ranch homes on one lot at 216 Prospect Street in Dunmore for $475,000, and that's listed by Jim Gilhooly of our office.
Selling your house without an agent might feel like a shortcut and a money saver until it costs you thousands. Mm-hmm. Last year, on average, homes sold with an agent went for 15% more than houses that sold without the help of an agent. The best agents have the skills and experience to sell in a shifting market, and I would say it's starting to shift. And if you try to sell without that expertise, chances are you're going to feel it in your bottom line. So before you decide to tackle it on your own, let's have a quick conversation about what's changing and what's working right now so you don't leave money on the table.
Yeah, but my neighbor wants to buy the house. Yeah, right. But he wants to give you $30,000 less than
usually,
it's worth.
Usually, yeah, a lot less than what it's worth.
But I know him.
Right, right. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. We'll be right back. Are you ready to make your next move in the world of real estate? Look no further than Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, your trusted partner in buying and selling homes. If you're a homeowner looking to sell, Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will ensure you get the best possible price in today's competitive market. And if you're in the market to buy your dream home, Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will help you find the perfect place to call your own.
Congratulations.
We've adopted the popular saying, an educated consumer is our best customer. That's why since 2010, we've hosted the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker. Visit jready.com. That's JRUDDY.com or call 570-344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, where dreams find their address. Back in the studio with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. We are with Seeds, Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support. We have Michelle Long, the director, and Holly Zalewski, team coordinator. Thank you for being here 2 weeks in a row. So, Holly, you're in charge of free energy assessments of homes,
yep,
right?
That's right.
So you're examining all the systems of a home, appliances, construction elements, how they work together, where the vulnerabilities are in the home. And it's not about selling products for you, because that's not what you do.
No,
and what I love that, it's about showing homeowners exactly where they're losing money and comfort, right?
Yes, absolutely. Just improving the health and overall energy efficiency of that home.
So they get a report.
Mm-hmm.
So you prioritize a list of things, suggestions, right?
Absolutely.
And many recommendations are low cost or no cost, right? And the larger improvements like upgrading or installing insulation or replacing outdated systems,
yeah,
are explained in detail, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, even if a homeowner isn't ready to make all the changes right away, they have a long-term action plan in front of them.
Yes.
That they can tackle at their convenience and when time and money permits, mm-hmm, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a bulleted list of just things that they can go step by step, of course, like, you know, starting something small like replacing light bulbs or getting some caulking around an air breach or something.
Weather stripping.
Exactly. Weather stripping is a great one. Great idea.
Weather stripping is a sore subject.
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh. No. Is it really?
Yes.
We're going to go down the weather stripping road?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Because this is your reminder that I would like that office back door weather stripped before the first frost hits.
I'm calling Seeds.
Okay.
Seeds is going to come in.
I already know.
And they're going to recommend.
When you can see daylight, I know that we need weather stripping.
Oh, my God. Look at what time it is. Isn't the show wrapping up?
No, it's not. But I love how your programs aren't just for homeowners. You also teach children and professionals. You have educational things.
Yeah, we have educational programs that talk about some of these energy efficiency options. We had the energy efficiency workshop a few years ago. I think we did it online, and we were able to provide tips like Holly's been talking about to homeowners, and that was well received. We're hoping to do something like that in the spring. So getting people in a room again would be great.
Mm-hmm.
So and talking about ways that they can look at their own homes and figure out ways that they can save money. So, yeah, and it's not just for the homeowner. Businesses can be saving money on their
weather
on their
stripping
space.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where that heat is going right out the back door.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. It's inspired. What I love about it is it inspires children. Because until you took this position when we were off air, Holly, you were talking about how much you've learned and how it was such an eye-opener for you.
Absolutely.
Right. So you're 19, 20, and so you have a lot more understanding of how things work.
Yeah.
Because of this, right?
Yes.
But so these workshops help young people think about energy use,
mm-hmm,
and they create their, it helps them create lifelong good habits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The program itself, when Holly was talking about the teams that go in to do these energy assessments, in the past we have high school students who are interns for the summer. And they go along with a couple of our adult volunteers and they help out during the summer. So it's not only the people who are learning at the workshop, it's the students who work with us in the summer as interns for this program that have been able to take those things that they learned and move, you know, and use
right
them in their own lives. So
yeah,
it's been interesting watching them grow and taking those tools along with them as well. So that's another benefit of the program. It supports local students to have their first job.
I mean, that's where I started. I started, like I said, in 2022 of my sophomore year, so of high school. So, you know, that was a great opportunity. At first, it was just a little hobby. I was like, oh, I need to go and find something, you know, better my planet. That's what we're always told to do. But you do get a lot of informational guidance and education as you're on the job. And then look at this, it turned into something truly extraordinary. But, you know, it's kind of just implementing those seeds in your, or look at that, look at the pun, those seeds in your head of just, you know, what can I be doing better? And you're really educating yourself just by going to these programs that we have, or, you know, maybe taking a new internship next year. Who knows? But
yeah, fabulous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And very inspiring, and I love it. So Seeds, Sustainable Energy Education and Development Support, Michelle Long, Director, Holly Zalewski, Team Coordinator. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
So we have a website you can visit to see some of the resources and materials that we've developed over the years. To contact the organization, you would email info@seedsgroup.net, or you can call 570-247-1254.
What's your website?
Seedsgroup.net.
So on there, and I was bouncing around, you have some wonderful information. And you also are on social media. I checked that out as well, and I liked your page. So you have great information. And are you on Instagram too?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram. So those ones we post on regularly. We also just got onto Blue Sky, which is a new little social media platform. But again, we'll post about any possible rebates, incentives that will still be coming out. And just, again, general information as well.
All right. So on seedsgroup.net, I found some newsletters.
Yes, we have a monthly newsletter that goes out that's put together by our volunteers, volunteer editor. She's fabulous. But it provides a lot of different information that you could use to guide yourself as far as upcoming programs. It talks about living a sustainable life, and it also talks about any new information in the renewable energy world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sign up for the newsletter if you go to the website at seedsgroup.net, and it comes out monthly. It's a lot of great information, and we also have archived our previous newsletters if anybody's interested.
Sounds fabulous. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in today and last week. We enjoyed talking with you about things that you do every day to help the community and the world.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're welcome. Pat?
Yes, we have a beautiful 4-bedroom, 3-bath home at 17 Frontier Road in Bear Creek for $475,000. This is an updated split-level home. It sits on a 190 by 105 lot. It has a fenced-in yard. The taxes are $3,100 a year. The home has granite countertops in the kitchen. It has a fireplace, hardwood floors, 2,900 square feet of living space, a 2-car garage, and an above-ground pool, all of this in a modern move-in-ready home. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, split-level home at 17 Frontier Road in Bear Creek for $475,000. That's listed by James Caceres and Nicole Clark of our office.
Thank you. Do you have another one?
Yes, Renee. We also have a charming 2-family home that's a duplex at 624-626 Beach Street in Scranton for only $175,000. This home is well-maintained. It has 2 units. One on the second floor is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath apartment, and the first floor is a 1-bedroom apartment. Both apartments have been updated and are ready for tenants. Each has separate utilities, including water and sewer. Taxes are only $1,900 a year, and this is on a 160 by 40 lot. That's a duplex at 624-626 Beach Street in Scranton for only $175,000, and that's listed by Karen Kashuba of our office. Got lots of listings.
We'd like to welcome Joanne Rosino to our office. She has 30 years of experience as a certified signing agent, and she has a background in real estate law. Joanne has guided clients through every type of closing, residential, commercial, and everything in between. She's a lifelong Scranton resident. She uses her deep local knowledge and behind-the-scenes expertise to ensure every client feels confident, informed, and supported from start to finish. She's been licensed since 2023 as a realtor, and she just joined Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. You can contact Joanne Rosino by calling 570-212-0688. We're out of time. Thanks for joining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 The Talker. We're back in next Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 The Talker.